Good morning, Exotic Svet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Yeah, Kevin. Are they all right? Or what's going on with them? Are they okay?
They're all good.
Yeah. How many? Definitely, Kevin. Yeah, I can do that for you, man. We can have a look at the pigeon. Is it just freshly passed away? Have you got one that's alive that's unwell? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, sure. Sure, man. Well, it could honestly just be a virus, Kevin. You know, if we've sent some of the birds out and they've mixed with some other birds and they come back and could be, yeah, adenovirus, rotavirus. It's fairly common, especially with the dropping changes. Has there been any vomiting or... any vomiting or anything like that? For sure. Come. Yeah, okay. Alright, well, what I'll do, so the price, I'll just get you a price for the post-mortem. Have we done that before for you, Kevin, here? With the other... So yeah, so what would be good is if you had a dead bird, and then you had another live bird that had symptoms, I'd probably just euthanize the freshly euthanized sick bird. And then I'd probably just look at both just to double check they both have the same sort of signs. Go through a couple sort of gut smears and look at their guts and have a look at their liver and all the sort of tissues. And sometimes we get lucky enough where we can find, yeah, there might be some trikes or some worms or some parasites there that might be easy. But sometimes as well, if they've got, you know, a huge liver and some issues like that, we might have to send off some more samples to actually get your diagnosis on the actual virus, if it's a virus. So yeah, the price for the autopsy with the report without the what we call a histology, where we send the samples to the lab for more analysis, is about $300. So that's me opening them up, having a look inside, doing some sort of gut smears and the crop smears and stuff like that to see if there's anything there. But it doesn't include viral testing or the histology where we cut the tissues up and they tell me what's happening in the actual tissue, just so I can just look sort of grossly from the autopsy. So yeah, I think that'd be a good option. The other thing would be, yeah, just probably worming them, maybe just giving them a treatment for cocci. And have you vaccinated? Do you vaccinate the birds? Well, typically probably paramyxo would be number one. No. Well, that's it. Like, that's honestly, if the way you describe it, Kevin, it's probably some sort of virus. You know, I would think like. There's a couple of things we can. Yeah, well, I mean, I'll probably just rest the birds and, you know, hopefully they get over it. But that's it. Like, from our point of view, we can vaccinate them. We can treat them for the worms and the cocci and things like that. So it just depends on what it is. But if, you know, if we can only do as much as we can. But I'd probably say it's probably good to vaccinate the birds once they're well, or vaccinate the well ones and isolate the sick ones and, you know, just try and treat them for what we can. Yeah. Man. Well, that's it. I mean, that's it. Like, especially with the racing, you know, they get really stressed, and those parasites and, you know, mycoplasma and chlamydia and everything like that, they can always just sort of rear their head. Hey, yeah. Yep. Sure. Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, we definitely see some parasites that have resistance to medication as well, Kevin. So sometimes, even if they just have loose droppings, they actually could just be parasites, which we should be able to detect on the autopsy and some fecal smears. And that's it. Like, it might just be that we have to worm them more often or treat them for coccidia, just, you know. But yeah, I think, you know, there's definitely something it could be, hopefully, but if it's a virus, we're probably sort of left with saying, well, we just sort of, it depends on what virus it is and if we can vaccinate them or not. But I think it's definitely good practice, especially if we're going to be mixing birds and they're coming back in the loft and with the others and stuff. So, although. Yeah. Yeah. But that's it too. Like, I mean, it could be even be salmonella. You know, that's pretty much impossible to eradicate from a flock as well. We just try and rest them and give them the best life, and hopefully they don't sort of shed it too much, or we just sort of deal with the carriers. But that could be something too. Like, if they've got salmonella, that's which is common too. But yeah. Difficult, mate. But yeah, well, if you wanted to, I think that'd be nice if we fed one freshly dead bird and then one bird that was still alive that I could euthanize and do the sort of fresher autopsy. Then we just get the best of both worlds and we can see what's happening inside. But yeah, well, that's fine as well. We can just use one. That would be fine. Yeah. That should be fine, but well, if you've just got one that's, you know, fluffed and has bad droppings and looks swilled, that should be fine. It's just, you know, hopefully we'll get enough information from what we call the gross autopsy and the smears, but sometimes we need to do a bit more testing, but we'll talk to you about that after we do it. Definitely. Well, yeah, the process would take us a few hours, Kevin. So what typically what we do is we euthanize the pigeon. I usually wait probably 4 to 6 hours or so for all the blood to sort of congeal in the body. So when we cut open, it doesn't just leak everywhere. And then it might just take us a couple of hours to do the report for you and just check the slides and stuff. So it might be like, yeah, tomorrow is definitely fine. Early next week is fine as well. I don't work Friday, Saturday. I'd be happy to do it. But Vanessa is also very capable as well. She's fantastic. She's here tomorrow. Monday? Yeah, I'll just get that one. No, I don't work tomorrow, but if you're happy to see Vanessa, who also does a bunch of pigeon work and everything too, she'd be happy to see you tomorrow as well with the pigeon. That's absolutely fine too. Just depends on what suits you. But yeah, good day Monday. Cool. Say again, Kevin. Well, I think the sooner the better, definitely. It just may take a day or two for us to get everything sorted with the autopsy and things like that. So I'll just book out some time on the schedule for tomorrow. So could you maybe drop the bird in about 10 o'clock or so? Thanks, mate. So I'll just hold that in. Pigeon autopsy. So you see, you haven't been here before, Kevin, so I just have to make you a file as a client. So you said Kevin Butters, was it? Awesome. 0427-287-001. And just your email address, Kevin. Okay, no, that's all good. Well, okay, just your home address then. Have you got power back? Poor bugger. Yep. Classic. That's all right. Well, I got about $300 back on my from my home insurance policy from spoiled food, so there might be something if you haven't already done that. That'd be a good idea for you, Kevin. And the pigeons were okay as well? They're okay? Also okay? Cool. Yeah, cool. So I've just... Yeah. That's it, man. Well, it's you know, we've got a list of stuff it could be. It's just going to depend on what it is and what we can do for you. And I'm just booking all this time out. So I've just made a generic patient file for a pigeon is what I've done. Autopsy. So what I've got there is at 10 o'clock, we'll probably just have a quick consultation with Vanessa. And I think she should probably euthanize it then. And I've booked some time in the afternoon to do the autopsy procedure. And then hopefully she'll give you a call end of day or maybe the next day once she's had a look at all the slides and gone through it all and written it all up for you. That should be fine. Man, I might just ask you a few more questions about the actual the number of pigeons you have and things like that. So you said you've lost 3 or 4. Was that since last year, sorry? Or when was that from? Mm-hmm. 2 months. And how many pigeons do you have in total? So how many do you have in total? Sorry, how many total number of pigeons? 200 odd. Cool. Yeah, and so sorry, it's the race birds and the stock birds and the young birds as well that are having it's sort of all, in all areas that are having the loose droppings. Just the race loft, okay. And loose droppings. And have you had any sort of like youngsters have any problems or anything like that? And sorry, is it? It's the older birds as well that are also having the loose droppings. Cool. Okay, that's fine. And just the diet, Kevin. What do you feed these guys? Yep. And when you've said you have treated them for cocci and worms and stuff like that, can you just tell me what medications you've actually given them as well? The names of them? Sorry, mate. Baycocks? In the water? Yep. What about for the worms? Yep, plus tablet. And how much do you usually give them? 1 tablet each or 1/2 tablet? Oh, you just cut out then. Sorry, Kevin. Just say again. Yep. Cool. For tablet. And then what about for canker or trike or anything? Do you do anything for that? Yep. And you said you vaccinated for the pox as well. Was that recently or was that just like a once-off couple of years ago? Cool. And so how old were they, sorry? When you usually do that, a couple of weeks or? What sort of age was that, sorry, Kevin? Definitely. Cool. Okay. Cool. And so, sorry, you haven't given them any antibiotics or anything otherwise? Cool. Okay. Well, I think that's good. And you said, were they suspended aviaries as well, sorry, mate, on the wire? Okay. Peace. Yep. And so was that, what did you have, suspended Avery's, or what sort of flooring did you have? Cool. No, I think that gives us plenty to work with and think about and stuff, Kevin. So, yeah, we'll bring the pigeon in at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Just grab the sickest looking one. If something dies overnight, just pop it in the fridge and then we'll bring it in. But otherwise, we'll see you at 10. We'll euthanize that pigeon. I booked out some time in the arvo for Vanessa to do that autopsy and prepare a report. Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Sure, man. So we're on the corner of Anzac Avenue and Ashmole Road. Just a big white building with our signs out the front. So if you just go keep going on in Anzac Avenue towards, you know, Redcliffe, you'll just see us pretty much just at the traffic lights. So just where the we're just a little bit west of the hospital, just before the hospital. And we used to be an old, apparently we're an old dressmaker shop or something is what. So, and that's it. Our entry to the car park is on Anzac Avenue as well. So that'll be there. So, yeah, just I booked out, yeah, half an hour or so with Vanessa to start. And we'll get that sorted, hey? Thanks, Kevin. All right, take care, mate.